You've got the morning show with Aaron in the studio. We've got Sarah and Marion. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Sarah Bing is a ceramic artist.
Yep.
And Marion Wright is the manager of the food bank.
Yeah.
And we've got a collaboration going on between Bowls and Food. It's called Hungry Bowls. Did I get that right?
Yep.
So something's happening this weekend. So do you want to say what that is and when it is and where it is?
Well, it's tomorrow night, Friday night, from 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. at the Supper Room, which is right next door to the Town Hall.
And what's happening?
Oh, yes. So we are running a fundraiser to raise money, which will go to the Food Bank's Community Kainite Initiative throughout the rest of the year. So you buy a bowl. There's lots and lots of different bowls. You get to pick the bowl you want. Give us $20, we fill it up with food, and then you eat the food and then get to take the bowl home with you afterwards. And
right.
All proceeds go to the Community Kainite.
And you're in charge of bowl making.
I'm in charge of bowl making.
Marion, are you making some bowls?
I think I've made 6 bowls.
Yeah.
How were they, Sarah? Did you do a good job?
They're up to scratch, yeah. We've got some very nice bowls.
Okay. Yeah. If people want, can they ask for one of Marion's bowls instead of one of yours?
Well, they will have the bowls all laid out
On
the table. So that is, the whole thing's been very collaborative. Like, There's been lots of different people involved with bowl making. So you'll be able to select the bowl you want. And If it's Marion's bowl, then you get Marion's bowl.
Right. Might have to be in early.
Yes, you've got to get in early. The best bowls will be going first.
So, So one thing to be really clear about, this is not a Kai night.
No, this is not a Kai night.
Yeah.
The Kai nights will be free. I should let Marion talk about that.
Yeah,
that's right. So the Kai nights will be free. This is fundraising for Kai night so that we can, of course, afford to do the free food.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for thinking about coming along. Make sure you do come along. Bring your $20 per head because it will go towards Kai Night. And what we'll do with Kai Night is we'll provide a hot meal and a pudding. And for anyone who wants to come along and have a free hot meal for you and your family, just to help take the pinch off, it's really focused towards taking the pinch off your pocket with this current climate, which is called a food crisis, cost of living crisis.
Mm.
So we're just helping out there.
I'm intrigued by that phrase because we've had food banks since the 90s and and for some people have been having a cost of living crisis since the 90s. So I appreciate that there's high inflation and everything now and the media's cotton onto this phrase cost of living crisis, but it kind of glosses over the fact that we've kind of had a problem for quite a while.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marion knows because she's the one organising. How long have you been involved with the food bank?
Oh, gosh. It must be about 18 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and we've had, and the food bank's been around probably since before then, has it?
About 25 years.
About 25 years. And just in Raglan alone. And we know that they're in towns all over the country. So, people have been struggling for a while. But it is definitely harder at the moment, that's for sure. So, when is the first... what do you call it? The Kai Night? I call it a Kai Night, but is that the proper name?
Yeah,
Kai Night.
Kai Night. When is the first one of those happening?
So we had it booked in for the first Friday in July.
Yeah.
But I now have a change of plans where I have to be out of town. So it will either be the Friday before or the Friday after. So that is yet to be confirmed.
Okay. So is the Friday after the night that they have, that Foursquare is having there?
Yeah, it might be. Clash with the cultural night.
Yeah,
we don't want to clash with the cultural night.
No, and they'll be providing a bunch of free food anyway. So
Yeah.
And so is it? Do you want just people who are struggling financially to turn up? Is it open to everybody to turn up? What's the story around that?
Yeah, it will be open to everyone. I'll only be catering for 60 people.
Yes.
So it's first in, first fed.
Yeah.
Preferably... if you can afford to go out to a restaurant for dinner, then please do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And keep the Kai Night for those that maybe aren't dining out at a restaurant and they can come out and dine at the supper room instead.
Or could we save, not go to the restaurant, eat at home, and the money we save, can we give to the food bank?
Mm. You can do that too.
Yeah. Or can people specifically donate for
Kai Night?
The Kai Night?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to give people a link online or something. Okay. So got a website or
you
something?
You can find us on Facebook and you can message me directly through Facebook, or you can go to Surfside Church's website and make contact through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did this all happen? You two getting involved in this? Because I've interviewed you a few times, Marion, about the food bank. I nearly interviewed you, Sarah, last year, and then I was sick and I had to get someone else to do it. So
yes, that's right.
I missed out. But so it's good to have you in the studio. But how did you guys, how did all this start? How did it get together and start?
Yeah, so I, as a birthday present, I was given some money to do a wheel class. And what a great way to spend your birthday money on doing a wheel class with Sarah Bing. So that was awesome. And just hanging back afterwards and chatting.
Yeah.
I was talking about Kai Night, and Sarah said she's always wanted to do something related with bowls and funding back in, or giving back into the community. So it just went from there.
Mm. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And so in the bowls, you're all about making the bowls.
That's what I do every day.
Oh, right, every day. So this really, you haven't missed a step, really.
I mean, I've certainly been making more bowls than I would normally make, but I mean, I'm a full-time potter, so. I was listening to this pottery podcast years ago, and they were talking about an initiative called Empty Bowls, but I think Hungry Bowls sounds better. And it's like a worldwide initiative where potters team up with local food charities in their community, and it's a way to give back instead of just, you know, living your life of joy and leisure making pots all day.
I now imagine in your studio, your other studio, very flamboyant place. Yeah. And you got some other people to come and make bowls. Who else has been helping out? Yeah, or is there too many to name?
We ran a weekend down at the Clay Shed and just invited Clay Shed members to come and help out making bowls. And so we got, who came? Marion came. Joe. It wasn't that well attended, sadly.
But you got enough bowls made?
We made about 80 bowls that day. And then Marion and I have been sort of beavering away making extra bowls after that. So hopefully we've got about 150 bowls, I think, that we can...
Can we describe the bowls? Like, how big are they?
Well, they're very varying sizes.
Okay,
Depending on who made them and their abilities. So we've got like massive bowls, and then we've got tiny little bowls, which, you know, suits. Everybody likes a different sized bowl, I guess. You can come and select your spirit bowl.
I didn't know this was a thing.
I think the spirit mug is definitely a thing. So, hey, why not the spirit bowl?
Yeah, the spirit bowl. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I think, though, to be clear, it's a dinner bowl. It's not a salad bowl.
Right, okay.
Yeah. No, it's not a serving dish.
To serve an individual rather than the table with the whole family.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Marion, for some... some useful details there. And they're all in a variety of styles and designs and patterns and all that sort of thing.
I think every bowl is different.
Yeah.
You won't get two bowls the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, have you done any bowls like those cups that I saw you had at the old school that were somewhat a little X-rated?
There are none of those bowls, sadly.
Okay.
All right. If I'd known that was going to be requested, Aaron, I would have.
I'm just asking the questions, asking for a friend.
Sadly, no.
Right, okay. Yeah. So do you still make those mugs?
I still make the booby mugs, I haven't been making any penis mugs.
Oh, were you doing that as well?
Yeah, well, by special request, but I don't know.
I feel
know.
Like this conversation's gone off in a completely different direction than I thought we were going to. This is This is supposed to be about a charity, but it's interesting here that you have a wide range of things that you do. Do you also make... Do you make, like, there's the real artistic stuff that some of the potters are making where it is just an ornament and an extravagant thing?
I make sculptures.
Sculptures, there we go. That was the word I was failing to find. Yeah.
I do sculptures,
And Marion, have you kept making pottery items since your class?
Yes, I still have a few things on the go.
Do you kind of, like, I know there's a Clay Shed members night that happens like pretty much every week, I think. Have you become part of that?
Yes, I'm part of the Clay Shed.
It's
become very active.
Right. Because, I mean, I'm not involved in the clay, but I'm forever talking about clay on the radio because there were so many events happening, so many classes, and I think this is how it works. You guys put on the classes, then people join the clay shed, and then the clay shed's too small, so you have to build a new building, and away we go.
Yeah.
And which is great because when you want to produce bowls for Hungry Bowls, then you've got a few people, a few shoulders to tap.
Space, yes.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Marion, how is the food bank at the moment? Like, I guess the big question I should ask is, how's the funding levels? Do you need lots of help at the moment, or is it all good?
Yeah, we're good at the moment as far as resource goes.
Yeah.
Of course, that always runs out, so you always need more resource.
Yeah.
We're a little bit quiet at the moment. I'm not sure why.
In terms of customers or?
In terms of clients, yeah.
In terms of clients,
a little bit quiet. But I'm sure with power bills going up as we head further into winter.
Yeah.
I mean, it is still a bit warm and muggy.
It's been surprisingly warm. Yeah. But the few nights this week we didn't even like the fire, and our house is quite cold.
Mm.
Should we just remind people what days and times if they want to pop into the food bank, what those are?
Yeah, so the food bank is open Monday and Friday between 1 and 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we are a drop-in service.
Okay. I know we were talking about people were messaging you during COVID, but is that back to drop-in service?
Back into drop-in service, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
How was that, reflecting back on that whole COVID experience, because I talked to you a couple of times, it was a very different experience. Do you have any kind of reflections on that
now? It was a wild ride. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We were troubleshooting and problem-solving all over the place, and I thrive in that environment. I love that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people found that. I know a lot of people were stressed by COVID, but a lot of people found their work to be very meaningful during that time.
Yeah.
So, Were you, Sarah, just locked in your studio making pots all through COVID? You seem like a very sociable person, though. I can't imagine you wanted to just stay in your studio 24/7 making pots.
Well, I mean, pottery is quite an antisocial thing. I mean, if your studio's yours alone, then it does become very antisocial. So I was actually loving COVID because my husband was home all day, my kid was home all day, and we share our house. Like, we have it upstairs, downstairs, we share our house, and my friend and her daughter lived there at the same time, and so we were all like together, one big happy family. So
was great. That was all right.
I was much less lonely than I normally am.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's just remind people what's happening this weekend. It's a Hungry Bowls event. It's a fundraiser. When, where, why?
Supper room next to the town hall.
Yep.
5:30 till 7:30, Friday, tomorrow, whatever date that is.
Or if you're listening to this at about 10 to 8, it's actually today. Because the show replays tomorrow, two hours early.
Yeah, there you go. So Friday the 2nd of June.
Yep.
And bring your $20. Cash is obviously easier, but we can do some bank transfers. And also, Marion will be looking for help for the kainites.
Okay.
Later on. Mm. She says she's fine, but she needs help.
Well, you're getting fundraising to buy the food.
Yes.
But you still need people to make the food as well, right?
I actually find that quite straightforward because I have a collection of crock pots.
Yep.
And so I just keep simple meals that I can load into crock pots and leave them cooking all day. And then take them in my car to the supper room and set them up, and we serve.
I now imagine your house has got a big cupboard just devoted. You open it, double doors, and there's this wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling crock pots that you've collected. Is it probably a little exaggeration?
No, we have got a big collection of crock pots, but they're not at my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're at the food bank
over the road. Yeah, we have 16 crock pots. That's fantastic.
Okay, all right. Well, look, it's been really cool to talk to you guys this morning, and I hope you have a good event and raise the money. And folks, if you're out there, remember, get on down to the supper room in the town hall Friday night.